From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, the Downtown County Band.
You used to say I was crazy, baby, look at you. You've been drinking moonshine, and now you're crazy too. Pack your bags up, woman, get on out my door. You threw up this morning, and now you want some more. Creeping like a vampire, looking for the kill. Standing down on Main Street, you're a two-time girl. You pick up the jar and you drink it down. You go chasing men all over town. You ain't got no money, what you gonna do? You've been drinking moonshine, and now you're crazy too. Don't you love that, honey? Don't you love to lie? Working for that money, screaming at the sky. White lightning whiskey, would you like some more? Get your head right, mama, then you smack the floor. You pick up the jar and you drink it down. You go chasing men all over town. You ain't got no money, what you gonna do? You've been drinking moonshine, and now you're crazy too. You've been drinking moonshine, and now you're crazy too.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, and this is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is our 689th Red Barn Radio program. How about that? Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the Downtown County Band. As the Sentinel Tribune of Bowling Green put it, these guys blend the young and the old seamlessly, drawing out punk and rock elements from their bluegrass instruments. Folks, please welcome the Downtown County Band.
Thank you.
Troubles up and down the road. There's trials all the way around. never knew just what trouble was till my darling threw me down. With nothing but old ragged clothes, them heart strands broken to shreds, blues creeping over my body, our notions flying round my head. Cheapest thing I ever have done was sleeping out among the pine. And the hardest thing I ever have done was getting poor Charles off my mind. And the easiest thing I ever have done was loving women, drinking wine. And the hardest thing I ever have done was getting out of judges' bar. For pleasure, peace on earth I cannot find. On the thing that I surely do own, a worried and a troubled mind. If wine and women don't kill me, then there's one more plan of mine. I'll soak up that old rubbing alcohol, get them trouble off of my mind.
Rub alcohol blues. Yeah.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host Brad Becker speaking with the Downtown County Band.
Well, hello, one and all. You are listening to our Red Barn Radio program, and our guests tonight are some of our very faves. Who should be the sort of official spokesperson here for the program? Should it be Handsome Johnny, who raised his hand, or
yeah,
should
I think
it be
John's volunteering himself?
I was going to say maybe you should go to the person
yes.
who brought the most family members.
Just look at him.
Oh, that would be Wes. Wes has got the pet zingers.
Hello, all the pet zingers out there. Well, Handsome Johnny, tell folks how you guys happened to start off years ago and how that all happened. Then we'll come to the present later.
Handsome Johnny.
Many years ago, when we were young warthogs.
Yes.
I think Keith and Wes started off with a couple other guys that aren't with us anymore, maybe 2006. And then I started playing with them about 2008. Dave joined us about 2009, maybe 2010. And so the four of us have been together for about 10 years now. Had some fiddle players and we had a drummer. You know, we liked having them in the group. And they're not with us anymore. They didn't die, but they're not playing with us anymore. But just recently kind of started playing more maybe 6 months ago or so.
Left foot down and right foot down, I'm gonna walk myself right out of this town. The cars drive by as the birds fly high, need to find a place where I can go. Need to get away from here. In my mind, I need to clear. Town, they all stare at me. When I need a hand, they're all too blind to see. They'll push you out, and that's a fact. Then they'll laugh at you when you come crawling back. Need to get away from here. In my mind, I need clear. walking down a lonely road, a road that has no end. And I'm walking down a lonely road, oh how I need a friend. And I'm walking down a lonely road, a road that has no end. Left foot down and right foot down, gonna walk myself right out of this town. The cars drive by as the birds fly high. Need to find a place where I can go
took some time off.
I did.
Yeah.
They did some gigs without me. I quit for about a year and a half. And then I got married to my beautiful wife.
Yes, your beautiful wife is here.
And the guys came to my wedding, and seeing them, I was like, I just want to play music again. So when it had been so long, the thought of playing music with them again was just like, I just want to do it so bad.
During that time away, did you continue to play?
I always play. I play a lot of guitar and sing and write and stuff like that, but I didn't play out much. I think I did a few little solo things, but, you know.
And was that a good time for you musically to step away and sort of do a more solitary artistic thing?
I think it was good because it gave me perspective on how fun this was. And so
yeah.
I knew how much I missed doing this.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Do you guys often play with the config of players that includes the drummer? When I listened to some of your material from like 2015, you know, there was drums on that record.
Yeah. Jordan and Jason Hawker. Who used to play drums with us and did a lot of live shows. Jason was a great drummer and did a great job for the band, and we just had problems with practice because we all work and it was hard to schedule, and Jason lives in Cincinnati. I miss having the drums, and I would like to have a drummer again, but also it's fun doing it this way too.
It might be nice if I could see the stars again. And my word, see the sun give us a hand. I'd buy my time somewhere else with the money. All my life you won't be true to me, true to me. I know there's more than this. It's a daylight that I miss. Kiss this goodbye. My life, you won't be true to me, true to me. I know there's more than this. It's the daylight that I miss. Kiss this goodbye. Come winter, I'll come down. Come winter, I'll come down. Come winter, I'll come down.
When our band first formed, we were all, well, three of us were guitar players.
Keith Clifton.
That's all it was, just three of us.
Is that right?
Well, actually, two out of three of us were guitar players. Wes was just getting introduced to guitar, and he started learning guitar, and I started learning banjo, and another guy who no longer plays with us started learning mandolin. So we're all kind of learning instruments at the same time.
And so what was Wes's value if he didn't play anything at that time?
Looks.
Well, that's very eager.
He has nice hair.
Great, great hair.
Yeah.
Tall.
Really nice hair.
Great hair, tall. Is your banjo tuned like a guitar?
Yeah, it's actually a 1932 Maybell, and it used to be a four-string, and there was a fella in Frankfurt who took the four-string neck off and put a five-string neck on. This neck is built out of an old bookshelf, built the whole thing, the frets and, you know, everything. He turns four strings into five strings, but I never used the drone string, so I just took it off. So it's a four string again. It's tuned like a normal open G. The drone string always got in the way of my thumb. I kept breaking it, and I never played it, but it always ended up broken. I don't know what happened. So I just took it off.
Well, this almost opens the door for a banjo joke, but we won't do that.
Thinking you're crazy too, and I'm taking it slowly. Honey, I'm just getting to know you.
Stay a while.
The woman I love, her name is Judy Chops. Shake it, sweet baby, don't you ever stop. Bye bye. And it's my duty
to love my Judy.
If I get some free time and I'm playing an instrument, I'm leaning more towards an electric guitar or...
You are?
Yeah.
Dave Hawkins.
I like the mandolin, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you play it really...
I play it all the time, so...
Yeah, it just sounds beautiful. What else do you do other than play electric guitar and occasionally play mandolin?
I build things for a living. You know how important that is to this world?
Well, I do.
No, I'm in the construction field. I put in underground utilities, water lines, sanitary sewers, storm sewer.
What's the upside of that and what's the downside of that kind of work? Working in sanitary sewer.
Yeah, and you know, we don't do a whole lot of live stuff. It's mostly new, so that's good.
Okay. You call it live?
Not live sewer.
And now live from...
live sewer. No live sewer.
Live from Lexington, Kentucky. Sanitary...
The good part of it is I'm the boss on our crew, so I don't have to get in it.
Tell folks about how it is that you happen to sort of fall into this circle.
It's been close to 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
I was playing music with a few other guys. At the time, I was dating the drummer's daughter in the band I was in. She worked at the state. John Atha, Handsome Johnny, also worked at the state and invited her and I to a show that they did. And John came to one of our shows that we did, and it just kind of went from there. They were looking for a fiddle, mandolin player. I said, I really don't play either one, but I could try, and it just worked out.
Did you actually try fiddle?
Yeah, I play the fiddle.
You do?
Not very well. It's been a long time. It's probably been 3 years since I've played it regular. But
you're a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not always great, but I'll try anything. Yeah. I've been on the top of a mountain so high, I've been so low I knew I would die. And all 'cause the love of a woman I knew, she loved me and left me and made me real blue. Well, her hair flowed like a river, her eyes were deep green, she was built for pleasure, every boy's dream. She knew how to walk and she knew how to talk. She could make you do just what she wanted you to. I'm blue. She had a husband that beat her sometimes. I went out, I found him, and I shot him down. Now I'm in the jailhouse, and she's on the town. So high, I've been so low, I knew I would die. And all 'cause the love of a woman I knew, she loved me, she left me, and made me real blue.
That was Unbelievable by Dave Hawkins. Thank you, Dave. So pretty. This one's called Follow You Down. Answer never to be found.
try to run around. I try to run around. But every railroad take me to the same town. I never worry still. Never worry still. I ride the railroad. Yes, you know I will. In the morning and the day, in the night, you treat me this way. Well, I'm leaving town.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Downtown County Band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from the Downtown County Band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Downtown County Band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
So, Keith, are you from Frankfort?
From Owenton.
From Owenton.
Mm-hmm.
Tell listeners where Owenton is.
Just north of Frankfort, kind of in between Cincinnati, Lexington, Louisville.
And how do you happen to live in Owenton? Has your family always been there?
Born and raised.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does Owenton have its own school system, or do you mm-hmm. go into Frankfort?
Yeah. Owen County Schools.
My family was like the second or first oldest in the to settle there.
The Cliftons.
The Cliftons.
All right. Mm-hmm. Why the town should be called Clifton?
Lots of history.
I know.
So
should be.
What did your family do in Owenton, where you grew up?
You mean now or way back then?
Well, way back then. You were in Owenton way back then, right?
Farming.
Yeah, so farm.
Probably had a mill.
Uh-huh.
I know we had a mill. My great-grandfather had a mill.
What do you do aside from playing music?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah? Like?
Paint. I paint portraits. I work for the state. I have a degree in art, and I'm dying to use it. But
yeah, well, when you said paint, I was sort of picturing you up on a ladder, slobbing paint on the side of something, but you're in front of an easel and painting. Yeah, very cool.
I try to run around. I try to run around. But every railroad take me to the same town. I never worry still. You know I will. In the morning and the day, in the night, you treat me this way. Well, I'm leaving town. No, your letters don't have me down. So you bought every
is Monterey Blues. It's one we've been playing for quite a long time, and it is the one that Red Barn Radio used for their theme song for a little while. So we're real proud of it.
Used to use.
Used to.
Many years.
Yeah, back when it was still cool. Anyway, Wes wrote this one, and it's Monterey Blues.
Thank you, Johnny. So good to be here. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Ed. Fantastic crew, as always.
Father is a guitar player, was a guitar player. He doesn't play anymore. I went up and sat with him and some of his buddies that played just really old country songs and learned a lot of them. And
so you have some pretty fond memories then of your grandpa.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Great. Where'd you grow up?
In Boone County, Kentucky. Boone County is very north. Boone and Kenton County actually border the Ohio River. If you go across the river, on the west side of Boone County, you're in Indiana, and the north side would be Cincinnati.
What'd your family do in Boone County?
My mother worked at a bank. My dad worked in a machine shop, farmed a little bit.
Grew up on a lot of property?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
Oh,
Hey, Wes, so I don't really have to ask what you've been doing. I see you have a family
have
here now, where before
now.
You didn't. Tell us about what's going on in your life since we saw you
kids,
last.
Trying to be a wonderful husband and a wonderful father.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity for me to ask your family how that's working out, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you do other than play music?
Well, we live on the family farm.
How big is that farm?
Wes Petzinger.
It's over 100 acres. 101.
And you farm it?
Well, we have been for quite some time. Yeah, there's always something being farmed on it.
What else do you do? Not that you need to do anything
IT
else.
IT work for a local Touchstone Energy Cooperative distribution company.
Is that your full-time
Northern
job?
Kentucky. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Did you get trained in IT in college?
Yeah, I did. I graduated in the sciences, chemistry and biology, but I grew up right in the beginning of, like, you had to use a computer. And then, you know, just like my father growing up with vehicles, you know, you just figure out how to take them apart, put them back together, and know how they work. What's cool is my close friends I went to college with. We went to school at Wittenberg University, Springfield, Ohio. One of my brothers here, he's an architect, lives here in Lexington, and he designed my home.
So you're in Owenton. How far is that from Frankfort?
Well, from Frankfort, it's probably 30 miles, maybe just a little less. And then from here, door to door, it's 40 miles, 42 miles.
Okay, yeah. So it's a little bit of a haul.
Well, I don't consider it. I grew up in a rural atmosphere, so 40 miles is like, that's nothing. And it's still dry county, so we still have to drive 30 minutes one way just to get beer. Spirits.
Why does everybody scream? Why does everybody holler when I walk in a room? When I walk in a room, well, they just don't understand me. Crazy, I'm living proof. They all scream and holler. Well, it may be my addictive personality. Well, it makes me do the things that I do. But just as soon as you get lost in my memory, well, something brings you right back into view.
why does everybody scream? Why does everybody holler when I walk in a room? When I walk in a room, well, they just don't understand me. Crazy, I'm living proof. They all scream and holler when I walk in a room.
Good time special. Hit it!
Thank you.
Yeah, sound so great. You have a sound that's unique.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. And you have a chemistry on stage, which is really fun. You know, I hope your chemistry off stage is even half as good as it is on stage.
Yeah, we're a lot looser, and we're like brothers, really. It's a pretty cool relationship.
So once a week, you guys get together, always on a particular night?
Yeah, it has to be that way, because we've learned that one night set in stone, like that's when we're getting together and playing music.
To thank the Downtown County Band for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR, for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our great studio audience tonight for being with us, for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. Yes, give yourselves a hand. We thank you for supporting us and for supporting our mission. We strive to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our show and our guests. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Hey, once again, let's give it up for the Downtown County Band.
Thank you all so much.
Wow.
sometime too. Sometime enough for the whole crew. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, say. Ain't let an egg since way last spring. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, small. Ain't let an egg since way last fall. Sometime eight, sometime ten. That's enough for the railroad men. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, sing. Ain't let an egg since way last spring. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, small. Ain't let an egg since way last fall. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, sing. Ain't let an egg since way last spring. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, small. Ain't let an egg since way last fall.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Wes, Keith, Dave, Johnny, and Jason, the Downtown County Band, for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.